Good afternoon. I'm Tara Henley. Quinte West OPP are investigating an accident on Old Highway 2 near Wallbridge Loyalist Road that sent two to the hospital. East and westbound lanes on Old Highway 2 are now closed between Montrose Road and Wallbridge Loyalist. The turnoff from Wallbridge Loyalist onto Old Highway 2 has also been taped off by police. Quinte West OPP say they expect the highway to reopen at approximately 9:30 tonight. Two young local entrepreneurs are looking to make a difference in the world. Eric Tran and Jacob Gunsinger are starting EcoGifts.ca, a site where you can purchase eco-friendly alternatives to household items like beeswax candles and recycled wool clothing. Gunsinger says the company was inspired by the need to go green.
Well, the idea behind EcoGifts is basically to create a sustainable environment and to offer sustainable products for the global community.
Their website should be fully launched by the new year. For the past week, the Belleville Theatre Guild has been putting on a production of the holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life. Audience member Jerry Leavitt says she loves seeing local talent at the theatre.
Just goes and shows just how talented everybody is if they get a chance to just show it.
The production runs until December 19th at the Pinnacle Playhouse. This Wednesday, students were able to de-stress in the school's Link Lounge by visiting with therapy dogs. Emily Cannell has the story.
Loyalist College students are feeling the pressure as Christmas break approaches, along with exams and last-minute assignments. Stress levels in the school are at an all-time high. Loyalist College offers a unique way for students to wind down before exams begin. The school partners with St. John Ambulance to bring in therapy dogs every week. Michaela Elliott is in the pre-health program and says it's important for students to take a break from work and relax.
Stress is really, like, it's a big issue in our age group specifically. Like, there's lots of college students who are, like, suicidal, and, like, this time right now is really stressful just for everyone.
Spending just a few minutes with therapy dogs has been shown to lower stress-related hormones and help people feel calmer and happier. Amy Parker is in her second year of advertising and marketing communications at Loyalist College. She went out of her way to come visit the dogs this Wednesday.
With my program, there's a lot of projects, and it kind of gets overwhelming. So having therapy dogs is a good thing for the students, I find.
Next Tuesday is the last day students can visit with the dogs before the holiday break begins. Emily Cannell, QNET News, Belleville.
And finally, the first group of Syrian refugees are expected to arrive in Ontario tonight at Toronto's Pearson International Airport. The first few hundred will be arriving over the next few days, their numbers split between Toronto and Montreal. Meanwhile, cheers erupted at Pearson Airport last night as two families of Syrian refugees were welcomed by those whose support brought them to Canada. The newcomers appeared wary, but very moved by the sea of strangers awaiting them. The federal government has committed to resettling as many as 25,000 Syrians by the end of February, with about 10,000 of them set to arrive by the end of this year. And that's QNET News on 91X 2503. In sports, the Quinte Bay Gymnastics Club reached victory this past weekend at York University for their provincial meet. Seven of their athletes placed in the top three spots for their respective divisions. Jenny Riley, a coach for the Quinte Club, says the hard work pays off.
I was just ecstatic because they put in all that hard work and then they go and they win.
The Gymnastics Club will stay hard at work practicing for the provincial championships they will be hosting in June. A local junior hockey team is going pink for breast cancer awareness. The Napanee Raiders, the second place team in the six-team Empire B Junior C League, will host a Pink in the Rink game to help raise money for survivors on Tuesday night. The money raised will go to helping the Lennox and Addington County General Hospital's chemotherapy unit. Patient and Family Support Coordinator Melanie Bramberger says that this event is a special one for her.
I have a lot of personal connections. I've had three of my four grandparents die of lung cancer and some other relatives, and most recently my Uncle Andy, and he was the first coach of the Napanee Raiders. So it's a special spot for me in my heart.
The Picton Pirates will be in town for a 7:30 puck drop at the Strathcona Paper Centre. And finally, in NHL tonight, the Detroit Red Wings are hosting the Montreal Canadiens, and Tampa Bay Lightning will be welcoming the Ottawa Senators. Winnipeg Jets will be playing at home tonight against Columbus Blue Jackets, and Calgary Flames will be hosting the Buffalo Sabres. Send us your team or league sports. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight will be cloudy, 60% chance of showers overnight with a low of 7. Tomorrow we can expect the cloudiness to clear up a bit with a high of 10. Looking ahead to Saturday, we are back to cloudy weather for the weekend with 30% chance of showers and a high of 6. At 5:04, it's 9 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tara Henley, News on 91X, next at 6.